Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, also on Monumental Sports Network if you're watching on your TV or on your phone. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Here's our team. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is also here.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Happy NFL Draft Day to you.
Can't believe it's here already.
John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
I believe he has the third pick in the Junkies mock draft that's upcoming in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, and it's take your kid to work day, mm-hmm. and Isabella is here, and she is prepared to make the pick for the New England Patriots.
I heard that before we went on the air. Good,
right.
So she'll be
delivering. She wants her
that
ADs.
Pick.
That's the big thing. She's asked several times if she's going to be on TV, and I said 9 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Is she sleeping right now?
No, she's in the other room.
Mm. Oh. Very good.
They've got YouTube.
Okay, gotcha.
Eric Bickle also here. I believe he holds the number two pick in the Junkies mock draft four.
As always.
The Washington Commanders.
Hold on. Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is she presenting the pick that you make, or is she, like, making the pick?
She's just going to say the person who I believe should be picked number three.
I mean, if she were making the pick,
she's not
going to
pick Winnie the Pooh.
She would probably pick like some sort of YouTube superstar.
Cinderella.
Like, that unboxes like toys on YouTube.
Yeah. Probably.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can't make her let her just go off board.
She's big into the Descendants now. And
I don't know what that is. I couldn't tell.
I don't know what that is either.
That the Descendants of George Clooney? And
no.
Shailene Woodley?
No, it's
pretty
Descendants like young
not
kid
that.
Pirates.
Oh.
You're not feeling it?
I mean, I don't think
it's
I
okay.
Saw,
it's not.
I mean, I don't think I saw the whole thing. It,
yeah.
Is that the one? They were in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's definitely in Hawaii.
Yeah,
fighting over the land.
Yeah, I went into that.
Yeah, fighting over the property.
I was just thinking about, remember a month ago we were going, all right, we got a month till the draft.
Yeah.
It's draft day.
Yeah, good.
I mean, but it's been a slog.
It's been the longest,
I think so,
longest
too.
Month of the planet. It's been the longest month in recorded history.
Yeah, I guess.
To get here, to get to this day.
But now that we're here, I just feel like it went quick, but I know it didn't.
Yeah. Wait, so
I know we talked mock drafts for a month, and we talked about Daniels versus May for a month, and argued about this guy and that guy.
And just to let everybody know.
Just glad we're here.
And we'll mention this at least a couple times throughout the show. You can hear every Commander's pick in the 2024 NFL Draft exclusively on Team 980.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bringing every pick and trade with reaction and analysis Thursday through Saturday. And there are boots on the ground in Detroit where the draft is being held, too. Craig Hoffman is doing his show live from the draft in Detroit Thursday night. Grant and Danny are hosting a draft show simulcast on both stations Thursday night. They'll be live from Dudley's in Shirlington. Hmm. Kevin Sheehan and Denton are hosting a draft show exclusively on Team 980 Friday night, with Linnell and Denton handling the later portion of the draft. And then we've got local programming all day Saturday with Pete Medhurst and Denton Day covering rounds four through seven.
I thought about this the other day. Should we be insulted that no one asked us to participate in this draft stuff?
Or,
I don't think insulted is
the
right word.
We're not good enough to do it.
That's what I'm thinking. Do they just think we're the jokers and nobody wants our opinions? And
well,
that
the
kind
drafts
of thing?
In the evening. Some of those people work in the evening.
I think it's respect that they know we get up at four. And
I always take the slight. My instinct is always
but I'm okay
slight.
With it. I sleep okay at night knowing that.
You'll be all right.
I'm not really interested in working. I'm just...
You just want to be asked.
Be asked and then turn it down.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Right, you just want to be afforded the opportunity to say no.
I do think that there's a bit of an insult there. No one wants our draft expertise.
Even though it's more than 25 years ago, those draft shows were some of the most fun shows we ever did.
I would agree.
They were fun. I didn't really like the prep, to be honest with you. We were prepping like Mel Kiper Jr., like nothing we've ever done.
We were breaking
since.
Down every first round pick. I mean,
I
we
like color
really breaking
like,
it down. Like, I had a notebook.
I had a big notebook, too.
Like,
get a bio on every
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, like really
and,
broke
and mine
it down.
And were like, they were like handwritten notes. Yeah. It wasn't like cranking
no,
out.
No, I'm talking about
computer,
like
an Excel
like,
spreadsheet.
No, literally weeks of prep.
Yeah, like on like loose leaf paper or like colored binder paper. Like it was like it looked like the serial killer Kevin Spacey from Seven when they went into his apartment.
This is why the draft is awesome, is because your team gets a free silly.
That's right. You just you get the litter.
You get a free silly.
And if your team sucked the year before, you pick super high.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
You get to try to restock.
Well,
replenish.
I'm picking who dat at 14. Yeah. So I did about 3 minutes of prep last night, and I'm going to do the rest during the show. So if I'm pretty quiet during the first few segments, because I'm figuring out what Mickey Loomis
I'm
would
picking
do
at
as
11,
the Saints GM.
And I'm picking for the Minnesota Vikings. Skull, we did that bit yesterday.
Did the skull stuff,
I know who I'm picking if this person is there.
But you got to have a plan B.
I don't honestly, right now, I don't have a plan B. But by the time the draft rolls around at 9 a.m., the plan B will be in place. But I will... Here's what I will guarantee, and I'll tip my hand a little bit on the draft board. I will not draft an offensive or defensive lineman, most likely an offensive player.
Right.
Because that is my lean.
Yeah,
I'm letting all the other GMs know how I'm leaning towards this pick.
I think that's most people's lean. I went on with Grant and Danny yesterday for their blitz, and they said, well, what would you do with the next two picks? I said, well, I think everybody realized they have to take an offensive line.
Sure.
Right? So you take your lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do whatever you want, but I was like, wide receiver or tight end.
Definitely. Of course. You need to score. You need points. You
got to help out the quarterback.
For the new guy.
Yeah.
I would love for Bowers to slip, and then we jump in there and get him at like 15 or something.
To where? Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, he's.
I don't see him slipping past like 10.
There's the viral video of him doing a backflip lately. What?
I could pick him for the Vikings at 11.
You could.
He's not on your FUBAR list after the shorts.
You were doing all these shorts.
He was almost on it because he looked super dorkalicious
right.
When he was at the combine doing the rounds.
I mean, he just doesn't stand.
But when he's in pads and when he's catching balls.
Or when he's shirtless doing a backflip.
He's a stud.
Yeah, that shirtless backflip. This looks like a totally different guy.
I can look past that. This keen scouting eye can look past him looking like a
that
dork.
That awkward pick really threw me.
He just had bad posture.
Bad posture.
Bad fit. He had a bad fit on.
Bad outfit.
Haven't maintained. I told myself that I was going to start having better posture sitting down. I never watch ourselves on Monumental.
Yeah.
But I caught myself probably 6 weeks ago, and I was slouched.
We're slouchers.
Horrible.
We all slouch.
at some point.
No, I'm the king of it.
It just happens.
Remember I told you we shouldn't take a picture with those dumb boards? Right away, you see I was getting joned on. Right away.
I don't think so.
Somebody said something like, EB looked like he had a bender last night,
There weren't that many
shots. You didn't have a bender 2 nights ago. You just looked like it.
I just don't take a good picture.
They love to pounce, that's all.
But you don't take a good picture.
You have two picks in this mock, so you get prepared.
Who's the guy about a month ago that said we should boycott pictures?
I'm with you.
Boycott.
I'm with you. Then
I thought you were Richard Gere.
Every other day.
Yeah. I'm an in-person Richard Gere. I knocked the lady's socks off.
It doesn't translate in photos.
Hey. I mean, do you believe?
I'm kind of with you.
Do you believe some people are photogenic and some aren't?
Sure.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm definitely not photogenic.
My wife saw the picture. She's like, "Why are you holding the board like this?" In the
did
picture.
You say you're trying to hide my face?
I was like, I don't know, just did something different.
Yeah, doing a wacky bit.
I noticed your video from MGM National Harbor yesterday.
Uh huh.
I have a theory.
Okay. Yeah.
You put this video, I think you're on Felt Street and you're explaining what happened.
To Felt Street, yeah.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Right. You did look a lot younger and it looked like you didn't have bags under your eyes. I think you filtered it.
I did not. I'm glad you brought that up.
It looked like you filtered it.
I didn't filter it. Trust me. I don't
believe you.
I don't even know how to do a filter.
I don't know how to do it. And
but my wife has told me about it.
I present myself as I am. I don't need to touch myself up. But somebody else noticed it. They said, you look younger in the video. Where are the bags? And
yeah.
I said,
that's some good lighting.
You know what? Maybe it's good lighting, but maybe my allergy like drops regimen is helping some.
And
that was my response.
No, but you have the bags right now.
I know, because early in
the morning, dissipates.
I'm super puffy right now. Like, as the day
but
goes on.
But 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
The inflammation reduces a little bit.
Yeah, and then plus you're inside.
Yeah, I'm inside. The lighting's better.
He's in his home away from home.
I'm in my home away from home.
Yeah, now
I'm
room.
In my happy place. Yeah. Even though I played Ace King, a woman said, oh, I have aces. So,
Dunsky.
That's bad. Right. That's bad when that happens, generally.
Yeah.
Ace King suited?
Not suited.
Oh, okay.
Well, the draft is finally here.
It's here. It's upon us.
And I think the first time we went to the NFL draft, was that Peyton Manning's draft, the 1998 draft?
Could be.
97?
I certainly went to his.
97 or 98?
I don't know if that was the
98
first one.
Is the Peyton Manning draft.
Didn't we interview him?
I think so.
Yeah. I think we did, yeah.
By the way, I didn't
we also
tell
interviewed
you Peyton,
Curtis Enos, I believe.
Yeah.
He was the fifth pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you through that draft real quick. So it was Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody name the third pick by the Arizona Cardinals?
Hold on. Ooh. Yes, I think I can. Eric Swan. No. Damn it.
No, he went like five, I think.
Or Andre Wadsworth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have
then
pulled that.
Charles Woodson, Curtis Enos.
Yeah.
But the Redskins at the time, they didn't even have a first round pick.
Right.
So we did the draft show and were there for 4 hours. And the Redskins didn't have a pick until the second round when they took Steven Alexander.
Hey, think about it. Think about what a celebration it is now.
Yeah.
You know, big ass party.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did it with a bunch of goons in that like little side room in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Now, it was still pretty big back then.
But like,
no, but it wasn't like this.
No,
though. Like
no.
The party. It was big for as an event, but it wasn't
like
the
party.
They showed
the space they were setting up in Detroit, and it's massive. It looks like 2 football fields of just empty space for people to file into to watch the draft.
No, we were just like
and it's
going to
be butt
auditorium.
Cold. I saw Tailgate Ted, who's going out for the draft. I think the temp's 45 degrees outside.
It's so Detroit.
I mean, it is Detroit in April.
Late in spring, so
yeah. I don't know
that's
why
what
you,
happens.
They're lucky they don't have snow.
Valdez, can you play the chimes for me so I just get that noise going through my head so I can get in the mood?
We're going to hear that for the next 3 days.
Love hearing it.
We did.
It means the pick is in.
So we did the next draft as well, which was 1999. Tim Couch was the first pick. Donovan McNabb, number 2.
Achilles Smith went 3, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That was the Ricky Williams draft. And I do remember just the buzz of Charlie Casserly pulling one over on Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
And then they ended up taking
so
Champ Bailey at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it was fun.
That was a good one.
But
Champ was good.
Now you got the number 2 pick. This can change the franchise. The trajectory of the franchise can be changed if this pick hits.
It could. I mean, this is the future. This is the future building block. This tonight at 8:15.
It's super critical for us. Let's be honest. For us, for the people in this room, because we've been grinding and just climbing uphill for basically 30 years without a quarterback. We've been in the desert. Just searching for that oasis. Mm-hmm. Maybe tonight they find it. Hopefully.
They've had guys who have been stable for a couple years, certainly not good.
The Kirk era.
You know, Brad Johnson for a little while. You had the hope of Donovan McNabb. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out.
That was a grasp.
Alex Smith.
RG3 won amazing year.
If Alex Smith would have stayed healthy, didn't shatter his leg, he would have been, I think he would have been as good as, you know, these other guys you're mentioning.
I mean, Alex Smith there.
He wouldn't put up great numbers, but he was.
They were winning games.
He was a smart quarterback. He wasn't going to turn the ball over. You know, he's not going to throw 40 touchdowns.
Right.
But I think he would have been good.
They were winning games. They're winning games with like 160 yards passing.
Yeah.
Can't believe he came back with that leg.
I know.
I still can't believe it.
I mean, he's a warrior. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, tough as hell.
So tonight is the night.
So, you know, we've always assumed that they're going to take a quarterback. Can you imagine? And then the only question is maybe they throw a curveball and take a different one. What if they took, like, Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah,
that would be the biggest shocker of all time. What do you think? Put the percentage on that. I think it's a zero.
I think it's a zero, but, man, that would be awesome.
For a moment. But then you'd be stuck without a quarterback.
No,
it wouldn't be awesome for the team. I'm just saying it would be awesome for us. Could be so much controversy.
What if they did the calculation and they said, you know what, we're going to take Harrison here, or we're going to hope we can get Penix or Bo Nix.
Yeah, right.
Second round. They could be doing
that. Or they trade up and trade back
into the first round.
Like, I don't think
you look excited about that prospect.
But just because it'd be great for the radio. Right.
So yesterday, when I did that hit with Grant and Danny, Danny asked me, is there a scenario which would make you or the fans unhappy? And I said, I don't think so, unless they did do the curveball, which we don't expect, and they appeased the crowd of got to build the offensive line first.
I despise that crowd. That crowd, to me, they're the biggest weirdos on the planet.
Well, I think you could do it simultaneously, and that's what they need to do.
I agree with you. But we know there's been a portion of fans are like, you can't draft a quarterback. Quarterback's not going to be set up to succeed. Got to build the offensive line first. So what if the outlier of outliers, they draft Joe Alt number two.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They try and sell you on, well, he's a Jonathan Ogden type. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be, you know, Trent Williams.
If they could
get a quarterback next year.
Well, hold on. No. Yeah. What if they do that and then they move up to 16 with the other two picks and get Penix?
And get Penix.
Who a lot of people think is, from a pure passer standpoint, he's right there.
MHJ and Penix.
From a pure passer standpoint, he's right there.
I mean, he was here for the Topgolf visit.
I still think that there would be controversy, though.
It would be controversial, but...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It would be interesting.
And look, you never know which quarterback's going to be the best. It could be the last guy picked in the draft, like Brock Purdy.
For sure. I do think that the most exciting player in the draft is Jaden. And I've actually come to the resolution that if I was the Bears, I think I said this yesterday, if I was the Bears, I would take Jaden.
You know, one thing I didn't like that he said, and it was a confident thing, which I generally don't hate. I don't really hate this comment, but he said that he wants to go down as the best all-time running quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that was limiting. Want to be the best quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was limiting himself to Lamar, Michael Vick. I want to go down as the best all-time running quarterback.
Well, that's his major strength.
But those guys are also like iconic. And so to be even better than that, I mean, arguably.
I don't know. I just felt it was a little limiting.
You could say it's limiting, but also it's – I see where you're coming from, but from his perspective, this is just the way quarterbacks are, and he just wants to be the best one.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks, they run. He wants to be the best running quarterback of all time.
Yep. All right, got a lot to get to on an NFL Draft Day edition of the Junks. Ben Standing, who covers the Commanders for The Athletic, he'll join the show at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk some Caps with Devin Dubnyk from NHL Now and NHL Tonight. He'll be on the show at 8:45. And, of course, we have our Junkies NFL mock draft coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.